Summer is one of my favorite seasons, strictly because it is pool season. Time to go to Cedar Point Water Park. Time to go to the local pool. If it's water, I'm there. I love it. And in the studio right now, we have a very special guest, Lorain County General Health District. We have Scott Ponza, the Environmental Health Supervisor. Scott, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So I got to ask, what is the Environmental Health Supervisor's job? What do you do?
Well, I supervise registered sanitarians, environmental health specialists. You might ask, what does an environmental health specialist do?
I was just going to ask that, so here I go. What does an environmental health specialist really do?
Great question. We do a lot of things to ensure the public safety from environmental components. We are involved with animal bites, quarantine dogs, cats, and things that have bitten a person. Pool safety, as you mentioned, or recreational water. We oversee some beach inspections, some pool inspections. We also are involved with vector control, mosquito control, which is a hot topic now, as well as ticks, schools, and a variety of other things.
Well, let's talk about pool safety first of all. Or local pools and splash pads. Let's talk a little bit about the safety there. By the way, what is a splash pad?
Good question again. A splash pad is essentially one of those things that really doesn't have any water depth to it. It's just a sloped surface where there's the novelty items like the bucket that fills with water and dumps on the kids. Some things that kind of, you know, spray a mist and things of that sort.
So you and I are old enough to remember when pools didn't have that. It was a pool, maybe a diving pool if you were lucky.
Right. Well, absolutely. Things have come a long way.
Yeah, not only like that. Now their aquatic center is the new term now.
Exactly.
Where you have the buckets. And it's interesting because you go to different pools and they have different sort of splash pads. But regardless of how pools are changing over the years, there are still some things you got to keep in mind to keep safe. What are some of those main bullet point things?
Sure. What we look for, we license and inspect all the pools within the county. We have about 195 or so facilities that are licensed. And that would include spas, splash pads, as you mentioned, regular swimming pools. And what we look for primarily is first off, security. Is it fenced in? Can children get into the facility? So we require that there be a gate that's closed, a fence around the perimeter. We look at the water clarity, make sure you can see the bottom at the deepest point. So if somebody would be in a drowning situation, the lifeguards can spot that. We look for the proper level of disinfection. Make sure it's the chlorine or the bromine levels are high enough to kill any germs that might be in the pool. And in some cases, depending on the pool size, there's lifeguards present.
You know, there's a lot of pools in Lorain County. How do you stay on top of all that?
We have about five folks that are actually doing the inspection. So we do our seasonal pools that are open just in the summer. We do those monthly, June, July, and August, maybe in September if they would extend beyond that during a warm fall. But primarily with the seasonal pools, we do them once a month, and the pools that are open year-round, like in your hotels, motels, and that sort of thing, we do those quarterly, once every 3 months.
Lifeguards are those folks that you don't really notice until something happens.
Sure.
What are some of the more common things that can and do happen that maybe parents can do to make sure don't happen?
What we tell parents is just watch your kids. Parents will bring, especially small children, to a pool, and they think the lifeguard's going to babysit. You know, the lifeguard has their eyes on a lot of folks, and things can happen quickly. So, parents really need to take the onus on that and watch their kids. Kids will do some silly things. They'll run along the pool deck, trip, fall. So, you want to watch that for head injuries and so on.
I was always that kid who was told not to run on the deck.
Yeah, myself included.
Yes, I was always that kid that dove when you weren't supposed to dive.
Yeah.
So, okay, see, this is why I like you.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely, and that's what the lifeguards are looking for.
Absolutely. A friend of mine told me that I've never heard this before, but I think I should probably ask you. He said that he's afraid of going to pools because you walk around barefoot, and he's afraid of picking up something, some kind of a disease on your foot. Now, this is something I never thought of in my entire life. Is there a little bit of grain to be concerned there?
Not so much walking around the pool deck. You know, most pools will have some limitations, typical no glass and things of that. So if somebody was drinking a beverage and the glass broke, you wouldn't want that to it would cause physical harm to yourself. But really what we're looking for is that disinfection level in the water so that germs aren't spread. And we would encourage folks that, do have some sort of illness, especially diarrheal illnesses, not to swim. as well as some sort of open wound.
Talking to Scott Ponza this morning, he's the Environmental Health Supervisor for Lorain County. I want to switch gears a little bit, talk a little bit about bug bites. You mentioned that. What are some of the concerns concerning bug bites now?
Well, you know, this is ramping up to be peak mosquito season. We've had some rains, and the mosquito numbers are up as far as just the general counts. We haven't had much disease activity. We've had a couple mosquitoes test positive for West Nile virus in the Columbia Township area of the county, which is really pretty typical at this time of the year. Actually, we usually have a few more mosquitoes that are testing positive. So, you know, the concern is, one, are the mosquitoes that are biting the disease carriers? And two, what's the disease count look like in the county? So right now we're doing, I would say, a little bit below average. Above average in mosquito numbers, below average in disease prevalence.
Is there a particular place that you would find mosquitoes that you may not think you'd find them? As a kid, I remember seeing them everywhere. Now I see them just sort of in more secluded areas or more specific areas.
Sure. Yeah, mosquitoes really don't like the heat. They don't like the sun. So if you have a shaded area, preferably a shaded and either damp or wet area, that's where they're going to be. So if you're, you know, in a woods or along a wood line, you'll tend to get bitten more than if you were like in an open field.
What's the difference between, how can you tell the difference between a mosquito and a midgie?
Well, mosquitoes will have a little bit different body type. They'll have a proboscis, which is essentially the mouth part or needle-like apparatus that they stick into you, where the midge won't. The midge will also be quite a bit larger than the mosquito.
I pronounced it wrong. I said midgie. You said midge. So midge is proper?
Midge is the way I've always pronounced it.
Okay. And the rumor is the midge hangs out for about a couple of weeks and they end up being fish food. Is that really the reason why they're around?
Yeah, we're on the downside of that now. I was up at the islands, Lake Erie Islands, a couple of weeks ago, and it was kind of at the end of the peak. And walking along the sidewalk, it actually sounded like you were walking on eggshells, the crunching of them.
I was on Middle Bass Island. I play in a pop rock band, and we were at Middle Bass Island playing a gig, and that was the night that the midge convention was going on.
Yeah.
We were up on the stage, and we were literally covered in them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And at the end of the evening, you're right, we're walking, and it's crunchy.
Yeah, it's hard to carry on a conversation with having without having a few of them fly into your mouth. They get that bad.
Yeah, and it's and one of them flew into my eye.
Yeah.
It's tough. I think part of it is still in there.
Yeah.
You know, I think I have a midge leg in my eye somewhere. Hey, there is a countywide baby shower coming up. If you could talk a little bit about that.
There sure is. The countywide baby shower is going to be held at the Lorain Community College Spitzer Conference Center on July 19th from 11 to 3. So I'd encourage your listeners to attend if they've recently had a child or are about to have a child. And essentially, there's going to be a lot of giveaway things. They can register for a free stroller, I believe a free car seat, and a lot of other baby-type items. So you can visit our website, LorainCountyHealth.com, and there'll be more information in that regard.
July 19th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., all pregnant women and new moms in Lorain County. Are guys invited, by the way?
They absolutely are.
I just want to make sure. Because, you know, back in the day, you know, I remember, you know, a guy at a baby shower was unheard of. But now it's like very accepted. Wondering if the dads can sneak in.
If your guy will go, they're more than welcome.
Have you noticed that whenever a baby is born, they always tell you, mom's doing fine, baby's doing fine. Guess who never gets mentioned?
The guy.
Yeah, you and I.
That's right.
You know, we live in a tent. You know, we're neighbors. I knew you looked familiar. We got about a minute or so left. Is there anything that we did not cover, Scott, that you feel that we should?
Just one other item. I'd like to encourage, again, your listeners to attend one of our Fit Walks. Regardless of your age, regardless of your physical abilities, we're hosting those throughout the county. It's a great way to kind of walk around outdoors, see some of our beautiful scenery in the metro parks and such. We have a couple of upcoming Monday, July 17th at 5:30 p.m. at the Black River Landing, and Monday, September 18th at 5:30 p.m. at South Amherst Park. So, again, I'd encourage your listeners to visit our website. There's more dates for other Fit Walks, but it's a great way to get out and socialize and have a little bit of exercise.
Remind us what your website is.
It's LorainCountyHealth.com.
Scott Ponza, Environmental Health Supervisor, Lorain County. It was great to have you in.
Thanks for having me.